Time now here on RNIB Connect Radio to hear all about a small charity based in South London called Feeling the Noise, which among various things that they do, they put on rehearsal and jamming sessions for blind and partially sighted musicians of all levels, and have even performed in local festivals and shows too. Alex Wonderland, the music coordinator who leads the weekly rehearsal and jamming sessions, is very keen for more blind and partially sighted people to take part in the weekly sessions, and joins me now here on RNIB Connect Radio. Hello, Alex, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, Toby. Thanks for having me.
Alex, firstly, would you mind giving me a bit of background to the charity Feeling the Noise and how you got involved with running the weekly music sessions? And it is a great charity name too.
It is. So Feeling the Noise has been established for around about 8 years, although it's been a CIC registered charity for about 3 years now. And they came into my awareness October, November last year because I was hosting an event. It was an open mic event in Southeast London. And the founder and a couple of the members were there just for their own pleasure. And they approached me asking if one of the gentlemen could get up on stage and could I assist him up there because of his the vision disability. I was obviously glad to help and people enjoyed that. It was fantastic. And after talking with them further on through the evening, they explained that they had a weekly jamming session for musicians where they provide all the backline, keyboard, drums, guitar amps, microphones and whatnot. And that they have a regular get together on Thursdays as well as more of a social thing with tea and cakes. But the Wednesday was dedicated for a music rehearsal and they have a church hired for 3 to 4 hours. And that's the St. Lawrence Community Centre, so St. Lawrence Church in Catford. And yeah, we get together sort of between 10:30 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. every Wednesday. Yeah, after talking to them and keeping in touch, I offered to volunteer my services, my time and my musical skill experience, if you like, back in December, because I've been a performer and a music producer and a writer and a multi-instrumentalist for many years. And I said to Missy, if you need some advice on what they may need for stage performances and for learning songs and even tips on improving their instrument playing, I'd be more than happy to get involved. And so I've been a frequent member now and assisting them. And yeah, it's gone from strength to strength.
What usually happens in the sessions and what type of music do people play?
At the moment, most of the members are, I suppose, of an older generation. So there is lots of well-known classics from the 60s and 70s. They're popular pop and rock songs from that era. One of the gentlemen actually wrote a song in dedication to a former member who sadly passed away a year or two ago. So that's a song we were delighted to bring to the group and to perform as a unified musical family, if you like, and to sort of pay homage to one of the former members. And even though he was a member before I joined and I never unfortunately met him, it's still quite heart pulling when I'm playing the song and getting involved with the group as they're performing it. So yeah, although there's popular covers, we welcome original songs too. I'd like to start writing songs with the group as well and maybe conjuring up some lyrical ideas too. And hopefully maybe introduce a couple more contemporary songs as well.
And Alex, as leader and coordinator of the music sessions, what do you think blind and partially sighted people get from coming along, joining in and playing with other visually impaired musicians?
Well, I'd noticed instantly as soon as I walked in the room the very first day how much joy the members and musicians were getting from playing together, really, because it's a fantastic way to express yourself for anybody, really, but in particular someone who might have a disability. And I've always incredibly admired anyone that in particular has sight loss that can still master an instrument and play to any level, because it's difficult. A lot of people that don't really have any sensory issues might start learning a musical instrument, and then they quit after a short while. We've all met someone that used to have piano lessons when they were 13 or something and then gave up. So the additional challenges of maybe not being able to physically see what you're playing, I endlessly admire people that can do that. So I think it's nice to see that they're challenging themselves with learning new songs and pushing themselves. And yeah, it's a nice little family really that we've got there. Everyone gets on really well with each other and we're all patient, and it's a nice place to make friends and express yourself musically, and we all know the joy that music can give.
The group have performed at local festivals and local venues too. What have these performances been like for everyone involved, and what has been the sort of audience sort of feedback and reaction to the performances?
Well, you know, as I'm actually relatively new, we haven't done a performance yet with myself at the helm, if you like. So they did a Christmas show in early December last year, and I believe it went very well. That was in the church. So the hall that we have hired in the church for the music rehearsals and the tea morning on the Thursday as well, that's adjacent to the church hall where there are the events, I suppose, to tie in with the seasons, whether it's Easter or Christmas. So they're a regular thing. They've also done other performances in a care home and a small local village fete. And we're talking, I've had a conversation just yesterday with Broccoli Max Festival, which is Broccoli's in southeast London, and they've got an outdoor stage there in June. So I've had a positive conversation there with the organiser, and fingers crossed we can add that as another date. I think it's really useful to be able to take what happens in the music rehearsal room that's quite informal, really, and relaxed. It's nice, I think, to actually elevate that up a level onto a stage with an audience, you know, add in that sense of excitement, a little bit of pressure. You know, we all grow from that, me, myself included, as well as the members. And so far, you know, we've had a great response from so many people in the community, hence return invitations to perform again. And so there are 6 or 7 other dates lined up this year for public performances, which will be all listed on the website, feelingthenoise.com.
Alex, you are very keen for similar groups to be set up around the country too, to provide opportunities for other blind or partially sighted people to join others and play music as well.
It would be fantastic. It'd be fantastic. And this little charity, this group, was founded by Pauline and Jonathan. And Jonathan himself is a musician. He plays the bass and he gets involved in it. And Pauline Durkin, they're both actually blind, but the fact that they're actually able to create the charity from scratch and slowly build it into a registered established thing and to look for funding and to recruit more members is very admirable and revered. So I think they would say that anyone has the opportunity, anyone can viably do this. Of course, you know, you may need a little bit of money or funding initially to outlay for some of the equipment to provide for the people, and the use of an access to a room that's suitable. But once that foundation is laid down, you can keep all of that, the equipment, and use it for years afterwards. And it'll bring so much joy to others. So I do applaud anyone else around the UK, if you're looking to sort of create more community-minded artistic endeavours for blind and visually impaired people, music's a fantastic way to go. And even if someone's not necessarily seen themselves as being a musician, of course, everyone can sing, really, can't they? And so the mic is always open for that. And we also have a percussion box. So again, it's a simple way in to get involved in the groove as well, like with shaking percussion or drumming. It's a nice way to get involved, keeping the rhythm. And so I don't think there's as many barriers as people would imagine. So I'd like to see more of these sort of musical groups, and perhaps they can all sort of like proverbially hold hands with linking up with events in the future where they can maybe gig share or share ideas. You know, it'd be nice to see how it could grow potentially.
Well, maybe in the future there might be a concert where all these groups can come together and perform on stage, which would be fantastic. Finally, Alex, if listeners would like to find out more about Feeling the Noise and join in some of the rehearsal and jamming sessions, what is the best way for people to go to find out more? Or is it just a case of people just turning up and joining in the jamming sessions?
Well, we're in the middle of about to set up the website in the next couple of days, and that would be feelingthenoise.com, and that will have all of the relevant details and contacts and things like that. They're also the founder, Pauline Durkin, can be contacted on 07594 068 684, and so you can speak to her to inquire with any more questions. And the address as well for this particular musical gathering and get together is St Lawrence Community Centre, 37 Bromley Road, Catford, London, SE6 2TS. And yeah, we're recruiting not just blind and visually impaired members who are musicians, but also we're really looking for volunteers to assist as well, because, you know, as you can imagine, if we have like sort of 10 or so musicians there that have accessibility issues and don't need assistance, and so we are also calling out for other people that would mind volunteering a couple of hours of time to assist with, you know, helping people get access into the building and making tea and things like that, and yeah, just enjoying the vibes of the room, really.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Alex Wonderland, for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about Feeling the Noise and your weekly rehearsal and jamming sessions.
It was a pleasure speaking to you. Thanks so much.